Extremely local news right now, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago now with more on that Lakeshore Drive overnight closing. And this is all about a new overpass, right, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is. When it's all said and done, the south side is going to get a brand new pedestrian and bike overpass at 43rd Street. It's going to replace that old one that we've all driven under on Lakeshore Drive or walked across, and it is not in good shape.
Yeah, the pictures look beautiful. I'm on blockclubchicago.org, and the finished product looks pretty cool.
It's going to look quite a bit like the new one at 41st Street. It's called a monotruss structure. It's going to be curving with like a light blue structure on the top of it. And yes, it's, you know, whereas the other one just goes kind of straight up with stairs that are not accessible, this one is going to sprawl into the parks on either side, so you can gently go right up with your bike or walk it, and you're not going to have to just trudge up those stairs that are there currently now. It's going to take a while. They're going to start knocking it down at about 11 o'clock tonight, shutting down Lakeshore Drive for a while, and we'll start build it. It'll be done, they say, by the end of 2022. So it's if you're a Lakeshore Drive user, it'll be one of those bridges that you'll see it going up, and it's really quite spectacular, the one at 41st Street, and this one will be very similar to it and giving a lot more accessibility for people over in the Bronzeville, Kenwood neighborhoods to get over to the lake again.
The drive closed from Oakwood to 47th from 11 tonight till 5 a.m. Thursday. That's the South Side report. Now, up north, what exactly is this going on at Montrose Harbor, Seamus?
This is one of the bizarre stories of the past year, which says a lot. This is a gentleman by the name of Dan O'Connor, who, as of Saturday, he will have gone to Montrose Harbor and jumped into the lake every day for 365 straight days, it's amazing that he had that sort of staying power. It's even crazier to think that he did it all through the winter. This was he started June 13th of last year, and he basically said, you know, we were all in lockdown. He needed something to do. He was stressed. He was anxious. He needed to get out, clear his head. So he went down to the harbor, jumped in the water. Great. Then he did it again. Then he did it again. He just had to keep it going. He was posting it on his Twitter page at Detox. And people started following it. Block Club wrote about him in November after he was a couple of months in. And he said it just really took off from there. It got a lot of attention. People started showing up to watch him. So what he do? He started inviting local bands there to play alongside of him, and then he would jump in, just gave them a little exposure, help raise some money for them, and he just kept posting it on Twitter, and it's quite funny. I mean, some of them, you know, in winter he said he had to bring a bowling ball to break the ice. I think he had it attached to a chain somehow.
Oh, wow.
'Cause he was getting all cut up, you know, diving through the ice, which is, you know, we don't recommend. Block Club, WGN does not recommend jumping into the water in January. But he did it. He's, I don't know if he's going to keep doing it, but it really turned into a fundraiser for local musicians and venues. And Dan O'Connor, a local legend. He had been before this as the guy that goes to every concert in Chicago somehow. And now he's the guy. He's the Great Lake Jumper, 365 straight days. Congratulations, Dan.
Hey, how does he do this? Does he have a job? I always wonder about guys like that. But anyway, number 365 Saturday. All right. And music on the northwest side in Palmer Square Park Sunday. Tell us what's going on there.
Yes, this is another pandemic story. When all the music venues shut down around Chicago, a gentleman by the name of Sergio Castro who's a location manager for some of the TV shows filmed in Chicago. He decided to take matters into his own hands. He's got a great front yard in Logan Square. He's actually on Logan Boulevard, so they've got the park across the street. And he built a wooden stage with materials in his basement, and he started inviting local bands to play out there Sundays at noon to two. It was mostly a lot of jazz and blues and roots. And you would get pretty good crowds. 150 people would turn out into the parkway and into the boulevard, and he would put out money and, you know, raise $1,200 one day for one band. He's actually going to keep it going now, even though some of the venues are starting to reopen. But he's moving it to Palmer Square Park, 2200 North Kedzie. He's, he's essentially going legit. He's got permits this time. He's got city approval, and he's got, the thanks of his neighbors for moving out of the front lawn.
And we like that things are opening up. So that's good, because for months here, all we were doing was talking about cancellations. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.